الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنا نحن نزلنا الذكر وإنا له لحافظون صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن لكل شيء شرفا يتباهون به وإن بها أمتي وشرفها القرآن أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, we have entered into a season, a very auspicious and a Mubarak month, which in reality, ulama ikram say, is the start of a season of khair and barakah and goodness. It is a time for us to put our shoulders to the wheel. It is a time for us to take stock of the direction in which our lives are going, and to remind ourselves and to revisit this concept and reality that the life of our sojourn in this world is very, very temporary, and very, very soon that time is going to come when we will have to present ourselves before our Maker, our Master, our Sustainer, our Nourisher, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This season, Abu Bakr Warraq Balqi rahimahullah used to give the analogy and the example that Shahru Rajab mithlu Zara wa Shahru Sha'ban mithlu Saqi Zara wa Shahru Ramadan mithlu Khasad Zara. Another example he would give, mathalu Shahru Rajab mathalu Rih wa mathalu Sha'ban mathalu Ghaym wa mathalu Ramadan mathalu Matar. Literally translated, these two expressions of Abu Bakr Warraq Balqi rahimahullah, he would say that the month of Rajab is the month to plant the seeds. The month of Sha'ban is to irrigate and water those seeds. And the month of Ramadan is to reap the harvest. Another analogy, he would say the month of Ramadan, the month of Rajab is the wind. What wind? The wind that brings the rain clouds. The wind that brings the rejuvenation. The wind that brings the life. The month of Sha'ban, he would say, is the gathering of rain, that is the rain clouds that have been brought with this wind. And what is the month of Ramadan? When the rainfall actually descends. Our beloved Master, Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at the onset of this month of Rajab, would recite this dua in order to make us cognizant of which season we have entered to. How blessed this period is, wherein it is reported that Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would make this dua, Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa balighna Ramadan, that O Allah bless us, O Allah give us barakah in the months of Rajab and Sha'ban, and wa balighna Ramadan, and O Allah keep us alive. O Allah keep us alive to experience the Mubarak and the blessed month of Ramadan. This is a season, it is a time, like I said, of reflection. It is a time to revisit our past. It is a time to become cognizant of the temporary life in this world. It is a time now to put the shoulders to the wheel. And what better application? This occasion of Jumu'ah, it is impossible to go into details as to all the aspects in which we can start preparing ourselves. One fundamental and important aspect which we want to make muzakara of, despite the constraints of time, the time limit, is the attachment of this ummah with the Qur'an. This is the lament and the cry of our elders. Aaj Quran ایک ناآشنا پیغام بن چکی. That the Quran for this ummah today has become an irrelevant message. Unfortunately, to some extent, we recognize the azmat, the attachment, the taluq, the value, the importance of the Quran in Ramadan. Quran is not only for Ramadan. Quran is every second, every moment of our lives. Quran, this is Kalamullah. This is Kalamullah. This is that Kalam. What does Allah say? لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله. الله نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثاني تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم وإذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. Allah describes this Quran. Ulama explained the first verse which I recited. Allah says, if we are to reveal this Quran, if we are to reveal this Quran on a mountain, what is meant by this? Quran not in its written form. Quran in its written form was first revealed on the Lawh-e Mahfuz, the protected tablets. If the Quran had to be revealed in its original form, Allah's sifat, Allah's quality, Allah's kalam, then the Lawh-e Mahfuz would have been rent asunder. Allah says, if it had to be revealed on this earth, فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا, this earth would be destroyed. If this Quran had to be revealed on a mountain, Allah doesn't just say, the mountain will be rent asunder. What does Allah say? لَرَأَيْتَهُ لَرَأَيْتَهُ خَاشِعًا مُتَصَدِّعًا مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, you will see it. Don't take this lightly. Don't take this kalam lightly. Don't take this sifat of Allah lightly. Don't take this greatest mu'ajiza of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lightly. Allah says, if you are to reveal it on a mountain, you will see that mountain. You will see that mountain be obliterated. You will see that mountain be turned to dust. Allah has revealed this Quran. What is supposed to be the effect? تَقْشَعِرُ مِنْهُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ. The skin of the people who fear Allah, who have Allah's khashiyat in their heart, will shiver as a result of this Quran. What is the sign of iman? Innama. The word innama in Arabic is kalimatul hasr. Sirf or sirf. Only and only. Innama al-mu'minun. Who are the mu'minin? Idha dhukir Allah wajilat qulubuhum. When Allah's name is taken, when Allah's name is taken, their heart tremors. Wa idha tuliyat alayhim ayatuhu zadat. When Quran is read, the iman increases. Quran is not to be taken lightly. Quran is not seasonal. Quran is not only for Ramadan. Quran is that kalam, tanzeel. Wa innahu la tanzeel rabbil alameen. Nazala bihi ruhul amin. Ala qalbik litakuna min al mundirin. Tanzeel mimman khalaq al arda wa samawat al ula. Ar Rahman. على العرش استوى له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وما بينهما وما تحت الثرى وإن تجهر بالقول فإنه يعلم السر وأخفى. الله لا إله إلا هو له الأسماء الحسنى. تنزيل. What is this تنزيل? Literally translated, something is coming, something momentous is about to occur. If I had to point behind you, you can't see, and I would say it's coming, he's coming, it's coming. You will turn around expecting what? In this expression there is azmat, in this expression there is haybat, in this expression there is jalal, authority, azmat, greatness, something momentous is about to happen. This is tanzeel. Tanzeel, a revelation. From who? From where? Tanzeel Rabbil Alameen. From Rabbil Alameen. Tanzeel. From who? Mimman khalaqal arda was samawatil ula. From that Zaat who stretched out this earth, erected the heavens, put up the seven heavens, heavens one above the other. Tanzeel, mimman khalaq al-arda wa samawati al-ula. Who is it? Ar-Rahman, the beneficent, the kind, the merciful, the compassionate. Where is he? Al-Arsh istawa. He has made istawa upon his arsh. The true meaning of that Allah knows best. What is the extent of his kingdom? Lahu ma fi samawat, wa ma fi al-ard, wa ma baynahuma, wa ma tahta al-thara. This Quran is a revelation from that Allah to whom everything in the heavens, everything in the earth, everything between the heavens and the earth, everything beneath this earth belongs. What is the extent of his authority? How close is he to his creation? My respected brothers, till Allah's azmat is not in this heart, till we have not understood who is Allah, we will never understand what is the Quran. If Allah's the heart is devoid of Allah's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's attributes, Allah's ta'alluq, then this heart will never scratch the surface of the understanding of what is the Quran. What is the extent? How close is he? Tabarak alladhi wasi'a sam'ahu al-aswad. Blessed is my Allah, whose hearing encompasses every facet of his creation. To this Allah refers to when speaking about the Quran. Wa in tajhar bil qawl fa innahu ya'lamu sirra wa akhfa. Allah says, shout out to him, he hears you. Go lower than this. Ya'lamu sirr. What is sirr? What is sirr? If I whisper to you, if I whisper to you, that is sirr. Allah says, we hear that also. But he doesn't stop there. Wa akhfa. Wa akhfa. Lower than sirr. Your heart speaks. Your heart speaks. Wa laqad khalaqna al-insan. Wa na'lamu ma tuwaswisu bihi nafsu. Wa nahnu aqrabu ilayhi min hablil warid. Allah said, we created you and we know what your heart is whispering to you. We are closer to you than your jugular vein. From that Allah, this Quran has come. What is his name? Allahu. Allahu la ilaha illahu. Lahul asma'ul husna. It is Allah. There is no deity besides him. To him belongs the beautiful names. To him belongs the beautiful sifat. This is Quran. Dhalika al-kitab. La rayba fi. Hudan lil muttaqeen. Innahu laqawlun fasl. Wama huwa bilhazl. وتمت كلمة ربك صدقا وعدلا لا مبدل لكلماته لا تبديل لكلمات الله كتاب أحكمت آياته ثم فصلت من لدن حكيم خبير وإنه لكتاب عزيز لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه أفلا يتدبرون القرآن ولو كان من عند غير الله لوجدوا فيه اختلافا كثيرا تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتابا كتفصلت آياته قرآنا عربيا لقوم يعلمون بشيرا ونذيرا قاف والقرآن المجيد ياسين والقرآن الحكيم. Allah is حكيم. Quran is given the name حكيم. Allah is مجيد. Quran is given the name مجيد. Allah is نور. واتبعوا النور الذي أنزل معه. Allah is نور. Quran is given the name نور. Allah is حكيم. Quran is given the name حكيم. This is that kalam. Inna nahnu nazzalna al-dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we reveal this Quran, we will protect this Quran. Dajjalun may come, Kazzabun may come, throughout the ages they will not touch one harf, one letter, one nukta of this Quran. Al-Quran shafi'un mushaffa, mahilun musaddaq, man ja'alahu amamahu saqahu ila al-jannah wa man ja'alahu khalfahu saqahu ila al-nar. My Nabi said, this Quran, attach yourself to this Quran. Quran will intercede for you on the day of judgment. Its intercession will be accepted by Allah. It will argue for you on the day of judgment. Musaddaq, its argument will be accepted by Allah. Man ja'alahu amamahu, qadahu ila al-jannah. Keep this Quran in front of you. Attach yourself to this Quran. Let your life revolve around this Quran. Attach this Quran to every aspect of your life. Man ja'alahu amamahu, qadahu ila al-jannah. This Quran will take you to Jannah in akhirat, in this dunya. Quran is hudan lil muttaqin. It is hidayat for you. Quran is shifa for you. Quran is nur for you. Quran is sufficient for you. Quran is the panacea to every difficulty, every dukh, every pain that you are experiencing. Quran is the cure, is the lament. Such a ni'mat, such a bounty this ummah was given. That my Nabi said, keep it in front of you. Let your life revolve around it.
qadahu ila al-jannah. This Quran will take you to Jannah. It will not leave you in this world also. It will not leave you in the qabr also. It will not leave you in hashar also. Till it transports you right up to Jannah. Inna lillahi ta'ala ahleena min al-ard. My Nabi said, Allah has family members. There are certain people on the earth who are the household of Allah. Who are the household of Allah. This is not literal family members, not lineage. Allah is Pak, lam yalid wa lam yulad. But this is ishara, this is indication of qurb with Allah, closeness with Allah. They are family members, they are the household of Allah on this earth. Man hum ya Rasool Allah, man hum ya Rasool Allah, man hum ya Rasool Allah. Who are they, O Nabi of Allah? Who are they, O Nabi of Allah? What did my Nabi say? Ahlul Quran, Ahlul Quran, Ahlul Quran, the people of the Quran, the people of the Quran, the people of the Quran, hum Ahlullah wa khassatuhu. This is the Ahl of Allah. This is the family of Allah. These are the special ones of Allah. Cry tears of blood, my respected brothers, when this ummah distance itself from the Quran. When you have not understood what is the Quran, this is that kalam. Leave the believers. Kafir, kafir, mushrik, those whose hearts were drowning in zulmat, in darkness. Look at the manner in which Quran used to affect them, the mushrikeen of Makkah, who would leave no stone unturned to harm Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the day they would persecute him, in the day they would harm him, in the day they would torture him, in the day when he was in salah, they would take the intestines of camels and put it on the back of our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yet the same infidels, the same mushrikeen, the same kuffar, in the dead of night would secretly hide to listen to the Quran of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, prior to accepting Islam, one day he is hiding underneath the khilaf of the Kaaba. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading tahajjud in the darkness of the night. My Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, before the Qibla was made Kaabatullah, he would stand in such a way on the Hajar Aswad side of the Kaaba, so that he was facing the Kaaba and he was facing Baytul Muqaddas in his tahajjud salah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is reading Al-Haqqah, Mal-Haqqah, Wa ma adaraka mal-Haqqah, كذبت ثمود وعاد بالقارعة فأما ثمود فأهلكوا بالطاغية وأما عاد فأهلكوا بريح صرصر عاتية سخرها عليهم سبع ليالي وثمانية أيام حسوما فترى القوم فيها صرعى كأنهم أعجاز نخل خاوية فهل ترى لهم من باقية وجاء فرعون ومن قبله والمؤتفكات بالخاطئة فعصوا رسول ربهم فأخذهم أخذة رابية إنا لما طغى الماء وحملناكم في الجارية لنجعلها لكم تذكرة وتعيها أذن واعية فإذا نفخ في الصور نفخة واحدة. الله أكبر. Even if you don't know Arabic, the rhythm, the force, the vehemence, the taqat, the manner in which this kalam will cause the strings of your heart to reverberate. Umar knew Arabic. They used to pride themselves over their poetic abilities. Quran, Umar is listening to this. He's astounded. He's dumbfounded. He has never heard kalam like this. So he starts whispering, Ma asha'arahu, Ma asha'arahu, Ma asha'arahu. What a shair this is. What a poet this is. He did not believe this is Allah's kalam. Ma asha'arahu. Dumbfounded. Whispering to himself, Ma asha'arahu. What a shair. What a poet. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reaches the second ruku of Surah Al-Haqqah. فَلَا أُقْسِمُ بِمَا تُبْصِرُونَ وَمَا لَا تُبْصِرُونَ إِنَّهُ لَقَوْلُ رَسُولٍ كَرِيمٍ وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. Allah says, Allah takes qasam in the defense of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My Nabi is not a shair. These are not the words of a poet. Umar shocked. He was whispering such a long distance between him and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, hiding underneath the khilaf of the Kaaba. And whispering, how did he hear me? How did he hear me that he's saying, وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ. So what does Umar say? What is the next reaction? مَا أَسْحَرَهُ مَا أَسْحَرَهُ مَا أَسْحَرَهُ. What a kahin this is. What a magician this is. How was he able to hear me? وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. That Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam reaches the next verse. وَمَا هُوَ بِقَوْلِ شَاعِرٍ قَلِيلًا مَا تُؤْمِنُونَ وَلَا بِقَوْلِ كَاهِنٍ. My Nabi is not a kahin. He is not a magician. تَنْزِيلٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. This is a revelation from رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ upon Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Umar is even more shocked. He said, "Ma asharahu," and immediately the verse comes, "Wala bi qawli kahil." This was when the first knock shook the heart of Umar radiallahu ta'ala, and gradually it led towards his hidayat and led towards his Islam. This was that kalam, Abdullah bin Muqaffa. What does Allah say? Look at the challenge of the Quran. Look at the authority of the Quran. Look at the vehemence of the Quran. What does my Nabi Abbaq sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? "Inna li kulli shayin sharafa." There is a sharafat, a dignity, a mascot, a shining emblem for every deen, for every religion, for every people. وَإِنَّ بَهَا أُمَّتِي وَشَرَفَهَا الْقُرْآنِ. The shining emblem, the crescent, the mascot, the invitation of this ummah, its source of dignity and pride is the Qur'an. It is the Qur'an. It is the Qur'an. Look at the extent to which the challenge of Qur'an comes. قُلْ لَئِنِ اجْتَمَعَتِ الْإِنسُ وَالْجِنُ أَلَا يَأْتُوا بِمِثْلِ هَذَا الْقُرْآنِ لَا يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. First challenge Allah gives. Let the whole of insan, let the whole of jinnat get together. Let them reproduce something like this Qur'an. Pool their resources. It will never happen. 14 centuries have passed. Scientific, technological advancement. The enemies of Islam know this challenge of the Quran. In 1400 years, despite all their resources, limitless pools of funds, limitless scientific technological advancement, they were not able to produce anything like the Quran. Allah doesn't just say, produce something like the Quran. أَمْ يَقُولُونَ افْتَرَى قُلْ فَأْتُوا بِعَشْرِ سُوَرٍ مِثْلِهِ مُفْتَرَيَاتٍ وَدْعُوا مِنْ دُونِ Allah Ta'ala says, okay, leave the whole Quran. Get your resources together and produce 10 surahs like the Quran. Then what does Allah say? وَإِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّمَّا نَزَّلْنَا عَلَىٰ عَبْدِنَا فَأْتُوا بِسُورَةٍ مِّن مِثْلِهِ وَدْعُوا شُهَدَاءَكُمْ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ إِن كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Allah says, if you can't produce 10 surahs, bring 1 surah. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. How long is that? Few verses. Allah says, bring 1 surah like this Quran. Abdullah bin Muqaffa was an Iranian scholar. He was an adib, linguist of the Arabic language. Well known, famous, kafir. The people got together, the enemies of Islam. They said to him, you are the man for the job. Produce something like the Quran. Produce something like the Quran. 1 surah of the Quran. He said, give me 1 year's rations. 1 year's rations. I will sit in my house, do nothing else. And I will produce something like the Quran. They agreed to his stipulation. 1 year, tireless effort to produce something like the Quran. After 1 year, he feels what he has produced is possible to challenge the Quran. So he leaves his house to go and call those people. As he is walking, he passes down one gully. There is a little house, one window is open, a little young girl has the Quran in front of her, and she is reading the verse from Surah Hud. The entire Quran is fasih, the entire Quran is the height of eloquence. But this verse in Surah Hud, ulama say, afsahu ayatin fil Quran, afsahu ayatin fil Quran. This is the most fasih, the most eloquent verse of the Quran. وَقِيلَ يَا أَرْضُ بْلَعِي مَاءَكِ وَيَا سَمَاءُ أَقْلِعِي وغيظ الماء وقضي الأمر واستوت على الجودي وقيل بعدا للقوم الظالمين. Allah describes in this verse the manner in which Allah commanded the waters of the deluge and flood at the time of Nuh alayhi salam to shrink, and the ship of Nuh alayhi salam banked on the mountain of Judi. When it comes to balaghat, which is a science, eloquence in Arabic, they are what we call aqsam-e balaghat, different types, different expressions or mode of eloquence. Normally in kalam, if somebody can produce 5 or 6, it is considered a miracle in one expression to produce 6 aqsam-e balaghat. In this one verse, there are 19 words. Ulama say there are 21 aqsam-e balaghat. 21 different types of eloquence. Abdullah bin Muqaffa, as he passes this window, he hears this verse. The moment he hears this verse, he falls onto his knees. Goes back, tears up whatever he had written, and says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. He accepts Islam. Unfortunately, cried tears of blood, my respected brothers.
criteria of blood. Our jamaats that have been to simple poor countries like Djibouti, like Somalia, they come back with karguzari. Even the rickshaw driver, when Quran is read, he starts crying. Why? Because they understand Quran. They have taken the trouble to learn the language. They have taken the trouble to learn Quran. Today we want to give our children PhDs. We want to make them doctors, lawyers, astrophysicists, engineers. No problem, do whatever you want. Why do you deprive them of the Quran? Why is it you have reached the age of 40 and 50? You are a regular musalli. You are a regular musalli, 40, 50, 60 years of age, yet you don't know what the meaning of Surah Fatiha is. Every rakat of every salah, your tashahud, you don't know the meaning. Where is the sharaf? Where is the inclination? Where is the understanding of what is the Quran? Maybe we feel we've passed the sell-by date. Too late for us. Don't deprive your children. Don't deprive your youth. This is a noor for you in the qabr also. There will be a coolness for you in the qabr also. Teach your children the Quran. Not only the words of the Quran, the meaning of the Quran. What is my Allah saying in this Quran? Attach yourself to this Quran. Said, let Quran be a daily part of your lives. Understand, my respected brothers, like plants, like crops, like fruit, like vegetation, need water to survive. By the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, this heart needs water. This heart needs water. This heart needs the water of the Quran. This heart needs to daily recite the Quran. This heart needs to daily be attached to the Quran. Otherwise, it is a dead heart. It is a heart of zulmat. It is a heart of darkness. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَرْجِعُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ بِشَيْءٍ أَفْضَلْ مِمَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ. There is nothing, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, there is nothing that will take you closer to Allah, that will give you the love of Allah, that will give you the ta'alluq with Allah more effectively than that Quran which came from Allah. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, whenever I desired to talk to my Allah, I would read two rakat salah. Whenever I desired that my Allah should talk to me, I would recite Quran. Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would say to Abu Musa Ashari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, ذَكِّرْنَا رَبَّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ شُوِّقْنَا إِلَى رَبِّنَا عَزَّ وَجَلْ. Oh Abu Musa, remind me about my Allah. Give me the shock and the love of my Allah. In other words, recite Quran for me. Ikrama bin Abi Jahl radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would take the pages of the Quran and he would place it over his face and he would start crying and he would say, هَذَا كَلَامُ رَبِّي هَذَا كَلَامُ رَبِّي هذا كلام ربي. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. This is the kalam of my Allah. Such a wealth. Daily, do not deprive yourself of your dosage of the Quran. Once a delegation was waiting outside the house of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahibul Quran, delegation waiting for him. He delays them. Then my Nabi comes out and he explains to them, forgive me, why did I delay you? I had not yet finished Hizbi min al-Quran, my daily portion of the Quran. And then what does my Nabi thereafter say? Wa inni la uthiru alayhi shay'a. I will not give preference to anything in this world over my daily portion of the Quran. I will never sacrifice it. Read the Quran daily. If you are hafiz, three juz daily, three paras. If you are not hafiz, one para. Read Surah Fatiha. Read Ayatul Kursi. Read the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Like I said, time is limited. Just one or two fadail and virtues. Surah Fatiha. Ulama say this is the essence of the entire Quran. Surah Fatiha is the essence of the entire Quran. And the essence of Surah Fatiha is Iyaka na'bud wa Iyaka nasta'in. O Allah, only you we worship. O Allah, only you we ask for. Only you we ask for help. What is Surah Fatiha? Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sitting with Jibreel. Normally Jibreel would come down with Quran. Yet Surah Fatiha was not revealed like that. Sitting with Jibreel, all of a sudden aloud, Nafidham min as-sama. A huge explosion. Jibreel, what has happened? Hada babum min as-sama yuftah. Ya Rasulullah, today one door of the heaven opened. Today one door of the heaven opened. It never opened before this. Nazala malak, an angel has come. This angel has never descended before. The angel presents itself to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what does it say? Abshir bin Urayn. Abshir bin Urayn. Utitahuma lam yutahuma nabiyun qablak. Fatihatul kitab. Wa khawatimu suratul baqarah.
Abishir, Mubarak to you, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I have come with two lights, with two noors. Only you are given this in your ummah. No Nabi before you received this. No Nabi before you received this. What are the two noors? Fatihatul Kitab, Surah Fatiha. Surah Fatiha, wa khawatimu Surah Al-Baqarah. And the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. Aman al-Rasul, bima unzila ilayhi min Rabbihi wal-mu'minun. Till the end of the Surah. What did my Nabi say? Fatihatul Kitab. Shifa'un min kulli da. He said Surah Fatiha is the cure for every illness. Surah Fatiha is the cure for every illness. Surah Fatiha is the cure for every illness. Surah Fatiha, such a surah, seven verses, yet Imam Razi rahimahullah, great mufassir of the Quran, once he is talking to the people, he said in Surah Fatiha there are 10,000 masail, seven verses, 10,000 legislative laws of deen in Surah Fatiha. The people mocked him. They said, you are talking nonsense. How is this even possible? When he heard this, he started writing Tafsir al-Kabir, a voluminous tafsir. The first volume of the tafsir is on Surah Fatiha, and this banda of Allah extracted 10,000 masail from Surah Fatiha. Such a Quran. Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, if I have to make bayan of the tafsir of Surah Fatiha and you have to record it, you will need 70 camels just to carry it. Such a Quran. You are sick, Allah has kept the cure in Quran. You are depressed, Allah has kept the cure in Quran. You are facing financial difficulties, Allah has kept the cure in Quran. Whatever your problem, whatever your difficulty, attach yourself to the Quran. Ya Rasulullah, I've come with two lights, Fatihatul Kitab, wa khawatim suratul Baqarah, the last two verses of Surah Baqarah. What did my Nabi say? Man qara'a ayatain min akhir suratul Baqarah fi laylatin kafatahu. That ummati of mine who at night will read the last two verses of Surah Baqarah in his home, that will become sufficient to him for every difficulty. Wala yukra'ani hadhi al-ayatain fi thalath layalin fi baytin fayuqarribaha ash-shaytan aw kama qala an-nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And my Nabi said, there is no home of my ummah wherein these last two verses of Surah Baqarah is read three nights consecutively and shaitan is even allowed to come close to that home. He said, read Surah Yasin at night, ghufira lahu, all your sins will be forgiven. Like that tabarakalladhi, like that alif lam mim sajda, like that Surah Waqia. My respected brothers, live with the Quran, attach yourself with the Quran, move with the Quran, talk with the Quran, let your lives revolve around the Quran, propagate the Quran. Let us not be those who will fall under this complaint of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment, when my Nabi will say waqala ar-rasul ya rabbi inna qaumi ittakhadhu hadha al-quran mahjura. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will complain to Allah and he will say, ya Allah, my qaum, my ummah turned their backs on this Quran. Man ja'alahu amamahu qadahu ila al-jannah. He said, keep this Quran in front of you, it will take you to Jannah. And Allah protect us, Allah protect us, Allah protect us. Wa man ja'alahu khalfahu saqahu ila al-nar. He said, turn your backs on this Quran and the same Quran will take you to Jahannam. May Allah give us tawfiq. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.